Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Before we get into the video, we want to talk about a quick word from our sponsor here, BET Online. The fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports. I personally don't bet a lot, neither does Tanner, but we know that when our friends talk about betting, BET Online is the place to go. They're simply the best. So head to the website, betonline.ag. We'll pop it up on the screen, and the link is in the description. Or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. Now on with the video. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Chump Chat. It's been a long time. It's been like 2 weeks now, 3 weeks maybe, not like 2 weeks. We got a special guest, Leicester City national team boy, Mr. Chicharro Adunze. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Make sure before we get into it, man, like, share, and subscribe. And yeah, so how you doing, man?
I'm all good. I'm just got back to Canada for the break. So yeah, chilling.
How was camp? That was what, in Switzerland?
Yeah, in Switzerland. Yeah, it was decent. It was good. It was always great to be part of the team.
I peeped you in a like a small sided video there. You were making some saves.
Oh word! Yeah, that was. I think that was the first day. One of the first days. It was pretty good. It's pretty good.
How has it been just like kind of getting integrated into it? I mean, I remember kind of first hearing your name, like U17, I think you were. And then like it just seemed like, bro, you blew up like straight from there, like U17 World Cup, U20, and now full national team. Like it's just out of nowhere. Like, how was that for you going so fast?
Yeah, it did, like it came a lot faster than I really thought it would. But yeah, after that 17s World Cup out in Brazil, everything just fell into place. So it was a bit because of the whole coronavirus and everything that was happening, like things were going out and in. But yeah, I ended up there. So yeah, of course, can just thank God.
Yeah, for sure. So Tanner was actually telling me, and I got to ask, you're eligible for four countries. How is that even possible, bro?
So I'm going to explain it. So born in the States, born in North Carolina, born in Raleigh, then lived in England for maybe about 10 years. So that's how I got the British passport. Lived in Canada for, I mean, everything after 11. And then two Nigerian parents. So that's four right there.
Damn, that's wild. That's actually crazy, though. But let me ask you this. Obviously, you've been involved with the U.S., but we've seen a big blow-up from you. What says that you don't start playing for Leicester City and then Nigeria comes knocking, England comes knocking? Are you staying loyal or are you keeping the door open?
I mean, the U.S. have been loyal to me, so why wouldn't I be loyal to them? Because, I mean, they've kept on bringing me into camp since I was, 15, 16, so... And the trust that they've had, like, without a professional game to bring me into a men's national team, I'm just huge. So, like, yeah, I'm with them all the way.
I like that. Sure. I like to hear that. That's what I like to hear right there. The U.S. yeah. all day. Obviously, you saw the game, right? What did you think of the game? Obviously, your boy came in, made an incredible save, a bunch of saves. But just tell me your thoughts.
I mean, from the very first time I met both Ethan and Zach, they've They've been such sound people. They were so good to me from the very first moment. Sometimes you can get a little bit, it can be a bit iffy with some goalkeepers if like the with competition and all that. But no, they've been so great. And I'm just so happy for Ethan that he was able to get in, especially in his hometown, Denver, and show up and show them what he's made of, because he's a great guy and he's a great goalkeeper. And Zach as well, like everybody knows what he can do. Zach's the man. So of course he'll be back, and he'll be back stronger from hopefully his injury won't be too long. Yeah, bro.
I would have a question for you real quick, because me and Tanner are penalty takers right now. So,
oh yeah.
So if you were in the game, what way would you have dove? Be honest.
I mean, I don't know about direct. For me, it's not really about directions. It's more about, like, I see more as a wrong way or right way. But I feel like I don't know. I don't know which way I would have gone. It's hard to say when you're watching. Like, when you're in the goal, you just get a feeling and then you go with it. Sometimes the feeling's wrong, sometimes the feeling's right. But for Ethan, he was there all the way. He was there all the way.
That's what I was going to ask. So, like, is there, like, a tell that you look at or something that, like, we can learn from and not do that when we're taking PKs?
I can't give away my method. Like, that's
–
magician never reveals his secrets and all of that stuff. But, like, yeah, I can't let you guys in on that. That's a specialty for me.
All right. Fair enough. But going back a little bit more to your youth, you spent some time in the Chelsea Academy, didn't you?
Yeah, under 9s till under 11s. I was there, yeah.
How was that? Like, how was that experience? Because from Chelsea, did you come back to the States?
I moved to Canada
from there. Okay, yeah, Canada.
Yeah, so I moved how to was Canada that? From there. It was, I mean, that probably would have introduced me to the thought of playing professional football. So it was probably one of the main parts, I would say, of my career, if you would call it a career at that young. But yeah, there's a lot of big players that I played with and around that are doing huge things today. Like, Callum Hudson-Odoi was around when I was around. He was a couple age groups ahead of me. But of course, you've got Mason Mount, you've got Jamal Musiala, if you've heard of him. He just got selected for Germany, for Germany's Euro squad. So there was a lot of big players around.
You feel a bit of pride since Chelsea won the Champions League. You feel like you know, that's your team, or what's your team in the Premier League? Obviously, you play for Leicester City, but
I mean, I'm a Leicester player, so Leicester's my team for sure. It's a given.
He's trying to set you up for a wrong answer.
It's a given. It's a given. But yeah, hey. even Yunus Musa, while he was at Arsenal as a young player, I'd played against him like a couple times, because back then, Arsenal and Chelsea Academy, that was the big rivalry.
I saw you were at the FA Cup final, right? That was quite an experience, wasn't it?
Huge. Unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Like, the fans deserved it. They really did.
Because you train with the first team often, right?
Yeah.
Being around those guys just every day, world-class players, you're facing strikers like Vardy, you know, players like Tielemans, and you're training under Schmeichel. You know, what is that like? You know, what does that do for your development?
I mean, of course, I don't think you can ask for much more, you know. Like, you've got world-class players that you can learn from, like Kasper. Like, I mean, he's done it all. He's World Cups. He's a Premier League winner, like, club and country. So, and you've got players like Jamie Vardy, who's showing you how you're going to get scored on and how the top strikers are going to do it. So there's not much more that you can ask for as a goalkeeper coming up.
I heard through the grapevine that Vardy's a little bit of a clown. If he little chips you in training or something like that, does he, you know, take the piss out of you?
Oh yeah, he will. Especially with my eye. He'll make sure that I'll know that I just got chipped as a 6'7" goalkeeper. So I think it was in my first season where I don't even know if he'd remember. He probably wouldn't. But there was a ball he got, and he wasn't even facing me. And I've gone out to get close to him, and he's not even looked. And he's just flicked it over my head, and I didn't even know what to say. like it was almost like a welcome, like, yeah, yeah, don't play with me.
Do they have any kind of like, you know, rookie experiences with Leicester? Have they made you like carry the water every day, stuff like that, haze you any?
I mean, the young guys have always got to do their jobs around the training ground, of course. We had to do the initiation song, so you gotta sing Christmas dinner while all the players are eating. You gotta go up there with the water bottle as the mic and perform for the guys, but it's all in good fun. It's all in good fun.
For sure, bro. For sure. I mean, it means you're being integrated into the squad, so it'll make your rise that much easier.
Exactly.
Hey, so talking a little bit of outside of soccer, you got a girl, bro?
Nah, I don't.
You got a girl? All right. So we have a question on here that we like to ask everyone, and it's pretty important. I think it's a pretty important question then for guys coming up. So obviously, you know, maybe when you're not as big, you know, you just have your friends close to you. But once you get bigger, you know, people start sliding those DMs. People start appearing out of nowhere. You know, how do you deal with, how do you know who's real, and how do you deal with the people who just kind of like come into your life after they see a little bit of success?
I mean, my guys know, like, I keep my circle quite tight, but at the same time open. Like, I'm a quite easy to approach guy. I keep it real with everyone. So I don't know. Most of the people that I come across are genuine and pretty cool people. So I haven't really had to struggle with like the fake and you know, the people with bad intentions. So I don't know. I feel like I'm lucky.
I'm gonna put you on the spot. You prefer English girls or Canadian girls or American girls?
Oh, there's gonna be some angry people. Yeah, North America is where it's at. North America is where it's at.
North America. Okay.
That's where it's at.
Hey, bro. So we have a special question here. It's kind of our whole brand. We try to define success. We talked to a lot of big people, Daryl, DK, obviously you, a lot of other people. Mm. And so, you know, the crazy thing is there's no true definition of success. So I just want to ask you, what's your definition of success? And do you think you've achieved it yet?
My definition of success. I mean, definitely success for me would be reaching all the personal goals that I would have. It's not always just being named or called the best. I think it's a lot more personal than that. Like for me, if I know that I've put my whole all into it and I've been able to produce, knowing that I haven't left anything and not had any regrets after hopefully a long career, then yeah, that's success for me, for sure, definitely. No regrets would probably be the main thing. Yeah.
So you couldn't say right now that you've achieved it yet?
Not yet, but I'm as I am right now, I don't regret anything. So
you're on your way.
Yeah,
that's good. That's big time. That's the way to do it. I think we've had a lot of people answer with a lot of different things, and that's a pretty solid answer, because at the end of the day, you want to be content with what you've done. And I mean, there's a point where you reach that. Obviously, we're hungry for more. I mean, you're not happy where you're at. You want to play. You want to get minutes. You want to start in those games. But I feel you. But for you, we'll go back to a little bit of soccer.
Yeah.
If you had to go into a tournament, a World Cup, with a 5-a-side team, you in goal, and then 5 players on the field. Players that you've played with or trained with or whatever, who are you taking on your team?
Ooh, that's difficult. All right, 5. So I'm picking 5 players?
Yeah, 5 players.
All right, including me, of course.
Yeah, you're in goal.
Okay, so I got 4 more. I'm going to go with Alfonso Davies.
Okay. Starting strong.
Yeah, but need that pace in there for sure. Dang, this is hard, you know. This is played or trained with, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna have Jamie Vardy in there. Let's get Weston McKennie. And then lastly, oh wow. Wilfred Ndidi.
Oh my Wilfred goodness. Ndidi, yeah. He's a monster. I was gonna say you didn't have too much defense there, but if you have Ndidi in the back, that's all you need, bro.
Wilfred Ndidi, yeah.
All right, let me put you on the spot though. Make it a little bit harder. All right. You play some great players, obviously. Vardy, Davies, Pulisic, all those guys. Who has the most potential out of any guy you've played with or trained with?
Whoa, that's difficult, you know. Because, I mean, that whole U.S. men's national team are players 24 and under, and the sky's the limit. Damn. Who's got the most potential? I honestly couldn't answer that.
Nah, bro, we need an answer. Come on, we'll put you on the spot. Just throw a name out there. Like, I know you. I know. We all think it. We're all like, all right, this guy. This guy's got it.
Oh, Yunus Musa. Yunus Musa is serious.
Really? He's so what was the first? What was the first time you saw him? Because you said, did you played against him with Chelsea?
Yeah, when I was back in under nines and under tens.
Even then, was he raw?
Yeah, he was. He's always been a good player. I've played against him as well when he was playing for England. We played against him, and he absolutely controlled the midfield. But he's so dynamic. He is so dynamic. Like, I remember his first camp with us. Like, I didn't really know what I was gonna see, but he's a game changer. I can see him going really far, far. Like, yeah, for sure.
Like Ballon d'Or far.
I mean, yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Fair enough, bro.
If you hear this, you're welcome, my guy.
That's crazy, but I mean, for sure. I mean, you got shouts like Gio Reyna in there, other guys. Yeah, like Gio for sure.
I've played with Gio for the whole 17 cycle. He's been the guy. I think he's always going to be the guy. He's a huge player. Of course, Christian, Serge, Wes, Tyler, like unbelievable players, man. We've got too many. There's just way too many.
Me as a forward, I have to ask you this. Who has that you've played against? I feel like maybe the obvious answer is Vardy, but besides that, who's just like the most clinical? Like, you're like, all right, he has a better chance of scoring on me than me saving it, maybe. I don't know if that's anyone, but.
Well, I can't do that to myself. I mean, Vardy for sure. Yeah, Vardy for sure. But, I mean, that's golden boot winner, two-time. Better chance of scoring. I don't know. I don't know if I'll put anybody with plus 50. I don't know.
All right. Just the highest chance of scoring.
You know what? Wes is finishing. Weston McKennie is finishing serious.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's not the answer I was expecting.
And Kelechi Iheanacho as well.
Oh my god. He was dirty at the end of the season, man.
I think everything that came off his foot went in.
Oh my goodness, bro. He was different. Man, but training with that Leicester squad, man, like they're so good. Okay, let me ask you this though. Disappointing at the end of the season to not get CL though.
Yeah.
What was the mood? Were you there? Like, what was the mood afterwards?
You always want to qualify, but in the end, you look at the season before the start of the season, you ask the team, would you be content with winning the FA Cup and then the last day of the season competing to get into the Champions League? Like, I mean, we take that, I think, every single time. But
fair enough.
Yeah, it's always tough, though. It's always tough with those. But the next year comes, doesn't it? Next season comes.
Of course. It's just crazy. Y'all held it the longest out of any team to be out at the end.
When I saw that stat, I was like, wow. It's It's tough.
But hey, before we wrap it up, man, I think it's been a great interview so far, but I'm just going to ask you, where do you see yourself? And so the fans can see it. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years, maybe?
Definitely want to be playing regularly. For sure, playing regularly. And hope, how old will I be in 5 years? About 23. Yeah, reaching. That's about reaching prime age. I want to be. Oh, that's 2026, isn't it?
Hey.
Oh, I want to be playing in that World Cup. I want to be playing in that World Cup.
That boy coming for the starting spot at home.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be playing with the home crowd for sure. I want to be getting there to the top of my game for sure. Definitely.
I think you're going to be there, bro, for sure. I think you're going to be there. Tan, you got anything else for him?
I just want to say, you know, we have this thing here. It's called a Chum Chat blessing. So after you come on the podcast, you just get a blessing, like a different type of blessing.
Oh,
so like we had Daryl DK blessing. We've had, you know, Mark McKenzie blessing, Brendan Aaronson blessing, a bunch of players, just a blessing. So after you just said that, for sure, 5 years starting the World Cup, we're going to get the dub.
We're calling it, bro. They're going to come back here 5 years later. It's going to be like, hey, it was Chum Chat, you know?
That's it for me, man.
Hey, before we go on and end it, who do you want to see? Because you always ask who our guest wants to see, and we try to get him on. Who you want to see being interviewed by us?
Yeah, I want you guys to get Yudis, bro. You guys would love that.
All right. We got to go after this, man. All right, bro. Bet. And do you have anything you want to say? Plug yourself, plug your socials, whatever, so people can go show love.
I mean, yeah, Chitura Denze on IG and Twitter for sure.
Hey, if he keeps posting those fire fit pics, I mean, I'm going to say y'all need to run his likes up. Go run those comments up right now.
I mean.
Hey, the bucket was looking kind of nice, though.
Yes, sir. But yeah, much love for this, guys. I really appreciate it.
Bro, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
And
yeah, for sure.
Shout out to everyone watching this. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. And like we always say, go find your own success.
5 Star Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.